Harper Audio presents Into the Bright Unknown by Ray Carson, performed by Aaron Mallon. Late January, 1850. Chapter 1. The log cabin I share with the Joyner family is murky and dank, with a packed dirt floor that moistens to near mud at the base of the walls. But it has a solid roof, a cozy box stove, and best of all, a single bright east-facing window with a real glass pane. Real glass. It's such a rarity since coming west to California, but our claims have proved out so well that we can afford a few luxuries. I work hard each day and fall into my bedroll exhausted, but happy. Usually, I'm awakened by Zeus, Becky Joyner's proud rooster, who trumpets every single dawn like it's going to be the best day of his life. Sometimes I don't wake until the first light of morning shines through that window, warming my cheeks and eyelids. And every great once in a while, I'm so late abed that Becky or one of the children must intervene. "Miss Leah Westfall, you get up right this minute or I'm going to pour the wash bucket onto your face." A skirted shape looms over me, backlit by the light of the window. Her hands are on her hips, her head cocked to the side. I groan and rub my eyes. "Becky, pull on your boots and a coat and come help me, quick." Obeying Becky is such a habit that I'm sitting up and reaching for my boots before her words sink in. "Something wrong?" I ask. "Just got news the peddler is coming. Any miner within 50 miles square is showing up this morning, and a few Indians besides. Every seat is full."